Praise the Lord. It's good to be in God's house tonight, isn't it? I'm glad God's real, aren't you? Praise the Lord. I'm glad that I can go anywhere and He's there. Isn't that great? It's just a wonderful thing just to be a Christian. Hallelujah. We was talking about different things, and sometimes you go to church and you have a child that's a little loud, and after a while I thought to myself, you know what? Churches need noise. So that's why I have kids. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My wife's going to come, and we're going to be singing here in a minute. But, you know, just one scripture. I'm not going to preach on this yet. I just want to share this with you. David was praying in Psalms 28, and one line just helped me so good. It said, "My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped." It didn't say I went down to the store and I bought me a new gadget. It didn't say I bought me some new medication. It didn't say that I went out and got me a brand new car because I'm in midlife crisis. Hallelujah. It said my heart trusted in Him. Hallelujah. And I am helped. Only then did you become helped. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. We're going to see how this is going to work out.
Praise the Lord, Brother Rob. Hallelujah. Am I loud enough? Can you guys hear me over here? Is it okay if I just be me? Is that all right? Okay. Can you hear me in the back?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love church, don't you? Church is where I found God at. Hallelujah. You might have found Him at your bedside. God bless you. I'm thankful for you because you know what? My wife found Him on the bus. School bus. Wasn't it right? Wasn't the bus stop, was it? The school bus. She got saved at 6 years old, coming off the school bus. Praise God. But aren't you glad we can come back? There's an old song, hallelujah, called God's Filling Station. Have you heard of that? What we need is... Help me. How's that song go? Soul Filling Station. That's it. What we need is a soul filling station. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I keep coming back for more. Don't you? I'm going to keep asking y'all questions all night long. So you might as well just get ready to say yes and no. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's wonderful to be a Christian. Our sister, this young lady over here, sister, testified about walking through the park and a man walks up. I'm glad that God can use people. And they can look at me and they can say, look, that man knows Jesus. I said, Lord, hide me in the cross so they see You. That's my prayer. That's my desire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Help us sing if you know it. Hallelujah.
Two friends were talking about God's wonderful grace and love. One came from a Christian home, the other's life. Jesus as a child, one was scarred from all He meant. Though their lives were different, you would hear from each of them. You can't imagine what the Lord has done for me. I try to tell you, but I doubt that I could ever make you see. What would I do without Him? Where would I be? You can't imagine what the Lord has done for me. If we were sharing about the road we travel, we come from separate worlds. try to tell you, but I doubt that I could ever make you see. What would I do without him? Where would I be? You can imagine what the Lord has done for me. If we were sharing about the road we traveled,
praise God. Hallelujah. I appreciate the Lord. You can't say that enough. You can't stand and thank the Lord for being saved enough. Hallelujah. If you ever get tired of anything, don't get tired of being saved. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to get comfortable. Hallelujah.
If you know anything about me or my wife, you can't imagine everything that God has done in her life. Have you heard her testimony? Has anybody? She went under a semi. You were there. Went under a semi. I didn't know she was going to make it. She can tell a lot better than I can. Hallelujah. Little did they know that I just got saved just maybe a little bit before that. God was building me a wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I've got the most precious wife ever was. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't imagine what God's done in her life. You can't imagine what He's done in my life. Hallelujah. We've heard a lot of good testimonies tonight, and I appreciate all the testimonies that I got to hear and what God's been doing in your lives. But you know what? If truth be told, we'd be here all night long, wouldn't we? Huh? Hallelujah. Unless He just ain't good to you at all and you feel like you just... guy he steps on all the time. You preach your own message. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Jeremiah. Very familiar portion of Scripture. Jeremiah 33. Hallelujah. We need the Lord to help us tonight. I was at work and I got the call. Hallelujah. About 2 or 3 hours before I got to go home. And I thought, really, tonight? And so we are honored that Brother Brim asked us to come. And I wish he was here. And I'm sure you do too. Praise the Lord. And I'm probably sure you're going to believe that after I'm done too. Praise God. But at Jeremiah 33 and verse 3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Praise God. If there was ever an option that any one of us Christians have, that makes it a very common denominator? It's the calling out to Christ. Do you know that? Praise the Lord. You don't have to have an audible voice to speak with, to call out to God. Hallelujah. But if the Lord had helped me tonight, I would like to preach on calling out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you bow your heads just for a moment and pray with me? Hallelujah. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we're needing help right now. Oh Lord, we're calling on you because Lord, you're the only one that matters. Oh sweet Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to move in this house like you've never done before. God, we recognize, oh Lord, looking over the congregation, that there's no two alike. And Lord, there are situations that are unknown. There are prayers that have been unheard. And Lord, we know, God, that you know everything about everybody in this house. And Lord, we ask you, God, to move upon every soul, every young person, every adult. Oh, Lord, every elder of the house tonight. Move, oh God, in the midst, I pray. Oh, Lord, touch our hearts, oh God, tonight. Oh, Lord, move upon my mind. Move upon my heart. Move upon my mouth, oh Lord, and give me clarity of speech. Oh, God, because this is your word, and we ask you, Lord, to move, God, in this house. Move on every other portion, oh God, of the remaining of the service. Oh Lord, move in this altar, we pray, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. And everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I don't know how long I'm going to be tonight. I could be 10 minutes. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And some of y'all smiling on the inside. Praise God. Smiling on the inside, say, whew, I really do have to work in the morning. Praise God. But wouldn't you like to get touched by the Lord? Wouldn't you like it? Hallelujah. Oh, you get to see the young people up in the front, or maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's not even the young people. Maybe it's an adult. Maybe it's an elder of the church. And he just lingers all night long. Hallelujah. He just stays up in the front all night long calling out to God. Hallelujah. And you know, shame on you. If you sit there and you look at your watch and say, I hope he gets done soon. There's somebody up here in need. Praise God. Is that all right? You can tell your pastor I said it. I think that's okay. I think he'd say amen. Hallelujah. I think he would. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you need this. Not what I'm preaching, so to speak. But you need God. I'm glad he's made himself available to us. Aren't you? I'm glad that I can call on him, hallelujah, and he'll move no matter what the situation. I'm glad that the opportunity has presented itself by Jesus Christ, that I can get on my knees and I can present a petition or a request to him. And he's faithful to always answer. It may not always be the answer that I'm looking for. It may not be always a yes or a maybe. Sometimes God says no. But I'm telling you what, he's always faithful to answer. Praise God. I'm glad that he's faithful to answer when we call on him, when it's just a small thing. Hallelujah. I'm glad that he answers when it's a great big thing. I'm glad that he answers when it's sickness. I'm glad that he answers when it's a financial situation. I'm glad that he answers when it's my family that needs help. Praise God. And now I'm just a young man and I'm starting out with my own family right now. And I'm so glad that God is right there. Hallelujah. I'm starting to feel a little better. Praise God. I'm glad that we can call on him. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we have different modes of communication. Not transportation. Communication. Hallelujah. You know how they got a hold of me at work today? They text me. I have my cell phone in my pocket. And you young men, you'll figure it out one day, but at the job I'm working at, you ain't allowed to answer the phone. You got to stay on your phone, on the business phone, and talk to patients all day long. It's so much fun. Hallelujah. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden my phone buzzes. And I look at it real quick while nobody's looking. And it was my wife. And I ran into the break room, made a call, find out what was going on. There's different ways to get a hold of somebody. Hallelujah. Brother, call out. Hey, brother! He's calling out, praise God, from the back of the church. Oh, I'm telling you, there are different ways. We've got our cell phones. We've got letters. And at work, we call it snail mail. When you stick it in the post office and it takes 4 to 10 days to get there. And you know, you got email. And even back when me and my wife were dating on the internet, you used to have this thing called the instant messenger. And you know, we didn't have cell phones because we were too poor to buy one yet. And we started to instant message each other. And that's how we got started. Praise God. But there are different ways to get a hold of somebody when you're calling him. But I'm glad to know that God's ear is not deafened. Hallelujah. I don't need no cell phone. Hallelujah. I don't need no letter. Praise God. I'm telling you, all I need to do is call out to him and say, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know that scripture? Do you know where I'm coming from? When they started talking about blind Bartimaeus on the roadside, maybe it was you who had a desperate prayer. I mean, this man had been blind for a long time. He couldn't see nothing. I mean, so many long times. I can't tell you how many times I've longed for something. But I don't know if I long for it as much as this man longed to see. I mean, have you ever been hungry for some food? I said, boy, I wish. Blizzards. Hallelujah. My wife loves blizzards. Praise God. And you mothers and fathers know what I'm talking about. She had that. We was expecting our son, and she had that diabetes while she was pregnant with him. She couldn't have it. Oh, but she wanted it so bad. I mean, she wanted it so bad. She even talked me into it. Did we do it one time? And then you kind of skipped like meals all the time just so you could get over it. Something like that. She wanted it so bad. But here you got this man on the roadside. I mean, he was a beggar. I don't know if he had a little tin cup, what kind of clothes he was wearing. I'm sure they were older. And he was just sitting there day after day. And you know what? He heard about Jesus. The Bible says it. It says they heard about it. He didn't have to hear somebody probably told him about it. But he didn't have to hit around and ask questions. Somebody already got to telling him about it. He heard about Jesus, and he's still sitting there. And you know what he did when he thought he was coming by? Hallelujah. He cried out. I'm telling you, whoever here tonight ain't got the Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell you right now, you're never going to get the Holy Ghost unless you open your mouth. If you just sit there and you go, oh, God, all the time, for hours on end, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get the Holy Ghost. God's got to get a hold of this mouth here, this tongue here. And the only way you're going to do it is when you start calling out. Hallelujah. You start using your lips. You start using your mouth. You start moving that tongue, telling him, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus, sitting on the roadside. He said, Jesus, that son of David, have mercy on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, nothing held him back. I'm telling you, praise God, nothing held him back. Whether he sat in the back pew and everybody's looking at him when he walked down the aisle or not, nothing held him back. Praise God. Cried out in desperation. You ever had a desperate prayer? Hallelujah. Well, you need to get one. I'm telling you right now, you need to get one, because I'm going to tell you something. The devil will make sure that it is stopped before it even reaches the throne. You ever know the story about Daniel? Huh?
You've been in church, you know what I'm talking about.
If you ain't been in church, I'm going to share it. Hallelujah. You know the story of Daniel, don't you? Daniel prayed. Oh, Daniel bowed his head and he prayed. No answer came for 21 days. He cried. He thought, oh, Lord, he has not heard. I don't even remember all the words. Everybody's sitting there going, that's not how it goes. Hallelujah. You haven't heard my prayer, Lord. And you know what was happening. The Bible ends up telling us that he says, I heard you the very first day you called. But when you got up, when the messenger angel started running that way, the devil, the princes of the powers of the air, started fighting against that request, started fighting against that answer, excuse me. And you know what he had to do? He had to call in some more reinforcements. I'm glad that nothing can stop God. Hallelujah. As long as I keep on calling out. Hallelujah. As long as I keep on crying out. Hallelujah. You know that's what blind Bartimaeus did. And that's what Daniel did. Hallelujah.
And I'm going to tell you, you need to get a desperate prayer. Praise God. If you want to see God move, it's going to be through desperation. It's not going to be through melancholy every night, Wednesday night service, attitude prayer. I hit you, didn't I? I know I did because I hit me. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, God wants to hear the calling out of His children. Yes, He does. Hallelujah. Hey, I love it how your young people just sit right there. That's awesome. Okay, ready? Y'all know what to do, all right? Well, that was supposed to be an illustration for calling out, and it didn't work too well. You all know what to do now, don't you? Hallelujah. You know, I need to hurry. I need to get out of your way and let you go home, don't I? Brother, can you turn this off? Because if I hit this anymore, I'm going to scare somebody. I'm going to wake them up is what I'm going to do. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Attitude check! All right, I'm not trying no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Desperate call out to God. Hallelujah. You know, when my wife had her accident, it was in 1997. Am I right, Steph? 1997, she laid in the hospital room in a coma. That is right. Do you know? Do you remember? 97. And she laid in the hospital room in a coma. And nobody knew what was going on. And all I could remember is hearing the churches cry out, say, there's a little girl up in Dayton, Ohio that plays the piano. And she's in a severe accident. And she needs people to call out God. Hallelujah. Well, you see, she's sitting in the fourth row tonight. Hallelujah. Holding a little baby. I'm telling you, calling out. God works. Hallelujah. Even when death, hallelujah, takes hold. Death has no respect of persons. And I'm telling you, God, hallelujah, hears the call of His children. I myself was sitting in a hospital room. And you know what? They said it was going to cut my arm off. They said there's no longer, it can take any more pressure. And you know, that doctor was coming by and wasn't even mine. Wasn't even allowed to work in that hospital because he belonged to one across the road. Hallelujah. But my aunt knew him. And my whole church was in there and they prayed for me. Hallelujah. He come in and he started and he gave me a little test and he said, he needs surgery right now. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm still doing this. Praise God. You may see me in the front sometimes raising my hands and that little finger get cricked just like that. Hallelujah. But I don't care how many people pay attention. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to call on God anyway. Oh, praise God. Out of desperation is when you're going to see your need met. Oh, hallelujah. It's 8:30. I gotta hurry. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus. Desperation. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You know, have you ever felt like your prayer was ignored? Huh? You ever felt like you was just out there all by yourself? The oldest one in the youth group. What am I going to do next? I'm not old enough to be in the youth group. Boy, I wish I could do something. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you right now, and I think, hallelujah, I wish the pastor was here. Because then I could find out if he'd say amen or not. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you right now, if you call on God in your loneliness, and you say, God, what can you do with me? And you get serious about the Lord, Brother Brim will get you. He'll find you something to do. I'm sure he will. You say, here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Brother Brim, send me. You know what? I never knew a pastor that used people that never called on God. That's it. That was just... elementary to everybody, wasn't it? It's just so easy to understand. But sometimes I think we forget that. Oh, hallelujah. See, this is why I wish you was here. I have felt alone. I wasn't married. I was the oldest one in the youth group. I was about 6 years older than everyone in the youth group. And everybody else was 10 to 12 years older. And they were out of the youth group, married with kids. So every once in a while, you heard me pray. And sometimes it felt like such an ignored prayer. But you know what I did? I kept praying anyway. I was president of my class at Export, Pennsylvania, FGBI. And I used to pray for my class every morning. For as long as I could, as early as I could get there until class started. And then we'd have a devotion and I would pray. And I'd ask God to move in every one of their lives. I guess you could say it was kind of like a church in a way, because my heart was so broken for every student. And you know what? A year went by and I never saw one change. And I said, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen, but I just don't know if I'm going to keep praying like that anymore. I think I'll just quit. That's what I said. I think I'll just quit. Ignored prayer. Oh, hallelujah. It was about that time while I was standing, I was getting ready to get up from my knees. Oh, and there wasn't nobody in that classroom. Oh, and you know what? If the Spirit had ears, I could probably hear a door open. And you know who walked in? Woo! It's the Holy Ghost. He heard me calling. Hallelujah. And I felt like I was ignored, brother. Praise God. And he would come walking in. And the Holy Ghost came on me. And I got up off my knees, crying and speaking in tongues. And I said, I ain't gonna quit. Hallelujah. There's one more prayer in me. Oh, glory to God. I'm gonna keep on calling on him for the need of these young men and these young ladies. I wanna keep on calling on God. Hallelujah. Because I'm not gonna be ignored. You know the song. Hallelujah. I will not be denied. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you ever had a prayer like that, have you ever had some time where you felt like God just wasn't listening? I'm telling you, you gotta have one more prayer in you. Praise God. One more time to get out. One more time to try it again. One more time, hallelujah, just to spend all night in prayer. Hallelujah. You know who's like that? It was Hannah. And I told you, you didn't have to have a loud mouth to pray. Hallelujah. Even though sometimes I think it helps you more than it helps God if you just open your mouth and call on him. Hallelujah. Yeah, I believe it. Praise God. But you know, Hannah got down on her knees. Oh, and she got down and she began to pray. And you know, the Bible even says Eli sat over on the side and watched her and he marked her lips. And all she was doing is just moving them. That's all he could see. And you know, I don't know, I guess he didn't pray that morning or spirit wasn't walking with him one or the other, but he just didn't have a lick of discernment. And he walked over and says, I perceive that you're drunk. Hello, I've never had a wine. I've never had a new wine. I've been praying for a baby. Oh, hallelujah. Do you remember, Steph? Do you remember, hallelujah, when the doctor said it wasn't going to be done? When the doctor said there was no hope and we wanted a child so bad? Hallelujah, we began to fast. We began to pray. Hallelujah. They were going to send us a specialist and get us all looked at. And I'm telling you, we never made it that far. Hallelujah. Because I started calling on him. And my wife started calling on him. Hallelujah. And you know what? He heard my desperate, ignored prayer. Oh, glory to God. One more. And then we'll be done. Are you happy? Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll be done in just a minute. Oh, glory. I want to tell you, there was one more, and that was a broken prayer. Hallelujah. That was a broken prayer. Your heart feels like it's just crushed inside. You feel like you're just not going to get anywhere with God. You feel like everybody has exceeded past you in the finish line. And you feel like the race is over and you might as well quit, huh? Hallelujah. No, you haven't been ignored. There's still people saying, come on, you can do it. But I'm telling you, it's no fun at all when you feel like you're just running all alone. Huh? When you just, you know, hey, I've been running this race and nothing happened for me yet. How many's ever said that? Nothing's ever happened yet. Huh? You ever heard a question, especially when if you go to a public high school, they might ask you this in the end days of your high school years. And they say, where do you see yourself in 5 years? They'll probably ask you that. I told them I was going to be a preacher. Saved. I wasn't preaching yet, and I didn't even have the Holy Ghost yet. I said, I'm going to be a preacher. I'm going to have a wife. Hallelujah. I'm going to have children. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Don't you tell me a broken prayer don't get answered. Don't you tell me that God don't see where you're at. Don't you tell me that God just says, hallelujah. I touch some and I miss some. Oh, I'm telling you, the broken prayer always gets answered. Praise God. The one who calls on God always gets his prayer answered. Hallelujah. Sister Rose, could you accompany me up here on the platform, please? My wife's going to get a song and play, hopefully. Hopefully she'll sing and I know she's going to play. Hallelujah. If you've been in the world, then you know what I'm talking about. But if you ain't, you don't need it. Trust me. Keep calling on God. You hear me? Keep you've been saved for 50 years. Oh, maybe longer. I haven't been saved long. I've been saved for, let's see, 12 years. October 20th, 1996, at about 9:30, I made my way to an altar. And I prayed. And I prayed through. I didn't go down to the altar and just wait for it to pop in my lap. I didn't go down to the altar, dig out my billfold, and pay for something. I didn't go brag to God about everything I can do. I didn't do that. I went down to the altar, and I called on Him. Man, I'd worked. We used to do a ministry. We still do down in Mount Vernon. But when we was up in Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area, we would preach at the nursing home every other Monday. And I walked in, and this man in a wheelchair walked up. Hallelujah. Rolled up. Praise God. He came up to me. He said, my girlfriend came to see me today. I said, yeah. He said, yeah. And she said, I know God's phone number. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah. I said, what'd you say? She said, I told her, I said, she's crazy. I said, God don't have a phone number. She said, yes, He does. He said, well, what is it? She said, Jesus. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Don't let that just fly right over your head. It needs to hit you right between the eyes. Praise God. We get so busy with all these things during the week. We come in on Wednesday night service and we let the cares of life and the world of things of work and all these things at the house bog us down to the place where we can't pray. I'm telling you right now, you need to leave out on the porch. Praise God. And get a hold of Jesus. Hallelujah. Like you've never done before. Praise God. Shut the door. Hallelujah. The Bible says to go into your prayer closet and shut the door. Hallelujah. And know what you're doing? Praise God. You're calling on God. Everybody stand all over the building. Hallelujah. You want to know how? How? Somebody says, wow, well, these healings are being done. These miracles are being done. These people are getting saved. And people are getting the Holy Ghost. You know how that's happening? It's because somebody's calling on God. D.L. Moody. A man came to D.L. Moody and said, boy, you've been having some great meetings. He said, yeah. He said, well, Mr. Moody, tell me the secret of your success. Hallelujah. Mr. Moody walked up. He met him at the door and he asked him, so what's the secret of your success? He said, come on me and I'll show you. Hallelujah. And they, hallelujah. They walked down the hallway. They're talking the whole way. Well, so-and-so come to church and he told me the good news. And so-and-so came and he got touched. Man, this person over here got blessed and the bar down the road got shut down. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know, they're walking and talking and he gets down and they start coming down this long corridor. And all of a sudden they hear this loud, this noise of a bunch of voices. It just, and the closer they get to the end of it, the louder the voices get. And you know, Mr. Moody walked up to that door and he says, you really want to know the secret of my success? And he opened the door. And when he opened the door, there were hundreds of people in that little room and they were crying and they were calling on God. Said, oh God, touch a service tonight. Move on the preacher. Move, hallelujah, upon our psyche. Oh God, help him to sing tonight. God, move upon every instrument. Lord, touch our young people. Lord, touch our adults. Lord, move on our adults. Oh God, we need a revival. And it went on for hours. People calling on him. You, the men who came to the men's advance we had there in Mount Vernon, brother, I think it was brother Aaron Brockett told it. He told about a man. Oh, I can't remember his name. Boy, if somebody just said it out loud, I'd remember. He's a great preacher. And I wish I had some of his books. I ain't got any. And he said he walked in. Can't remember. Man, Pray and Hide. Pray and Hide, that's his name. Pray and Hide. He was an Indian, I believe. And he got saved. And this man came to preach for him. They walked in the room. Yeah, man, listen. He walked in the prayer room before service started. Oh, I like this. And I heard this secondhand. So if you find that out better, praise God. Bless your heart and share it with me someday. But he got down on his knees. And that preacher got down on his knees over there. And Brother Praying Hyde got down. And he reached up a hand. And he said, Jesus! And he waited for about 5 minutes. And that young preacher sat over there on the other side and he just waited and he just began to pray a little bit. But you know what? Brother Ray and Hawk stayed there just a moment waiting. Hallelujah. It was nothing but, like I said, it was about a 5 minute span. And all of a sudden you felt the Holy Ghost come on down in there. Hallelujah. Like you never felt it before. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they stayed in there for a long time. They even started service without him because somebody was calling on God. He had such a relationship. So when he called on him. Hallelujah. God heard him. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to lose my voice, I can tell. But you know what? That ain't gonna stop me. Oh no. Woo! Attitude change! Oh, come on, attitude change! You know what? I don't mean to knock you, but listen, it's going to take more than that. It's going to take more than that. If you want to get a hold of God, if you want the Holy Ghost to come down in your life, it's going to take more. It's not going to take a half-hearted praise the Lord. It's going to take a whole. It's going to be one last ditch effort. When you feel like you sweat your last sweat bead, when you screamed your last voice out, oh God, give me one more voice just to call on you. Come on, you know I mean it. You know you need more than that. I'm not kidding. We do children's church. Thank you. You need us. And what I like to do, I don't really know how to make an altar call on this. I could do the special thing. I could make you head bowed and eyes closed. You know, call you out one at a time. And you know, we could be here till 10 o'clock. But I think it'd be good if every one of you, from the back pew to the front, back pews to the front pews, would just come on up here. Fill up this front. And when you're done filling up the front, fill up the first row. Hey, if there's no room then, come on up here. There's chairs. I'm sure you've done it. I'm sure you prayed up here before. Chairs all over the place up here. Praise God. You can find a place in the front. And I want to hear you. But you know what? More than I want to hear you, you know who wants to hear you? God wants to hear you. I recognize some don't cry out and say, "Oh, Lord," all the time. Hannah didn't. But she meant business. Won't you come? Won't you make your way? Huh? Hallelujah. I'm going to keep talking until you start walking. Hallelujah. Because you know what? God wants to hear you call on Him. God wants to hear you call on His name. Oh Lord, in the name of Buddha. Huh? Ain't gonna work. Oh Lord, in the name of my grandma, because she's such a great prayer warrior. That ain't gonna work. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh Lord, in the name of Muhammad, even though they're such good people. Ain't gonna work. Come on.